CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the RSGB, the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 2nd of June 2024. Here are the main news headlines. Nomination for IARU President and Vice President have been ratified. The next RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar is coming up. RSGB National Radio Centre to operate D-Day anniversary special event stations. IARU member societies have ratified the nomination of Tim Ellum, V6SH/G4HUA, and Thomas Rader, DF2 Oscar Oscar, as IARU President and Vice President, respectively, for a 5-year term which began on the 9th of May this year. On beginning his fourth term as president, Tim Ellum thanked member societies for their support, congratulated Thomas on his election as vice president, and also offered a special and heartfelt thank you to Ola Garpstead, LA2RR, who retired as IARU vice president. You can read more on this story via the IARU website at tinyurl.com/IARU2024. The RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar this Monday the 3rd of June looks how amateur radio can be accessible and enjoyable even though you have sight, hearing or mobility difficulties. Three radio amateurs will explain how they have adapted their equipment, written software or used extra support from the RSGB or other amateurs to enable them to enjoy all that amateur radio has to offer. There will also be input from Sight Matters, an Isle of Man charity helping to assist 700 visually impaired members. The charity has recently discovered how much amateur radio can offer people with visual impairments, and it's formed the Sight Matters Amateur Radio Club. This aims to encourage new people into the hobby and to help assist existing license holders back onto the air. Whether this webinar is relevant to you, a friend or a colleague, or you're in a club that's wondering how to support all radio amateurs to enjoy the hobby, make a note of the date and be inspired. You can watch and ask questions live on the RSGB Special BATC channel or YouTube channel. The RSGB's National Radio Centre will be operating special event call sign GB2DAY to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings during World War II. The station will be active between the 6th and 9th of June. In addition, volunteers will be hosting the special demonstration station, GB1SOE, on Saturday the 15th of June. Don't forget, RSGB members can gain free entry to Bletchley Park and the RSGB's National Radio Centre by downloading a voucher from the RSGB website. See the RSGB site for that under BP Voucher. The RSGB board recently spent an afternoon visiting RSGB headquarters, meeting staff and gaining a more detailed understanding of the work of this professional team. Later that day, the board received training from members of the senior team about their specialist areas. During the board meeting the following day, the board decided to continue with its chosen four strategic priorities until the 2025 AGM. These priorities are growth of amateur radio, membership of the RSGB, spectrum and licensing, and ensuring the continued financial stability of the society. To make further progress with the outcomes of the recent growth workshop, the board allocated a member of its team to champion each of the seven work streams. Each work stream champion will now create a volunteer team, prioritise work tasks, set measurable objectives, define what success looks like, list deliverables and establish reporting mechanisms and frequency. More details will be shared about these in the coming months. Do you have spare time to support fellow amateurs? Are you passionate about the future of amateur radio? Do you like challenge? The RSGB currently has a volunteer vacancy for regional representatives in Region 7, which is South Wales, and Region 12, England, East and East Anglia. Could you fill one of these roles? To learn more about being a regional representative, see the RSGB website or contact the Regional Team Forum Chairman, Keith Bird, G4JED, via RR10, at rsgb.org.uk. Next week is the 40th anniversary of the Volunteers Week in the UK. As always, the RSGB will be taking part in this national event and thanking its volunteers for the great work they do for the Society and for amateur radio generally. The Society will be sharing stories about some of its volunteers on its social media channels, and then you'll be able to read more details on the RSGB website later in the week. That's under your-stories at the RSGB website. The May 24 edition of Radcom Basics is now available. Radcom Basics is aimed at new amateurs and those who are wishing to refresh their skills and knowledge. Among others, this edition contains articles to help you learn about checking and testing components, how to keep your transmissions clean, and how to build and tune an N-fed half-wave antenna for the 40 and 10 meter bands. Read more via rsgb.org/radcom-basics. Details of rallies and events. Balding and District Amateur Radio Society's annual rally takes place today, Sunday the 2nd of June. This year sees the event taking place at a new venue, Spalding Rugby and Football Club, Centenary Park, Drainbank North Spalding, in Links P12 6AF. The event features an on-site car park inside and outside traders, an RSGB bookstall and an outside boot area. General admission £3 per person. More info, sdars.org.uk/Spalding Rally. The Junction 28 radio rally comes up on Sunday the 9th of June at Alfreton Sports Centre, DE557BD, a mile from Junction 28 of the M1. The doors will be open from 10:15, admission £4. More information, visit snadarc.com or contact jfigures28rally@snadarc.com. The Worktall Britain Awards Group will be holding its 2024 AGM from 12 p.m. at the Junction 28 rally. Those unable to attend in person but wishing to join online via Zoom should email the group secretary at m1aib@worked-all-britain.org.uk. The Mendips rally is set to take place on the 9th of June, Sunday. The rally will be held at Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney, BS396UA. Doors open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Admission £2. Access for traders will be available from 7:30 a.m. Inside tables £8. Field pitches £5 each. Free car parking and hot and cold refreshments will be available on site. For more information, contact Luke 07870 168197 or email mendipsrally@hotmail.com. Now for the first special event news. Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society will be active at GB0WVR during Market Harborough Carnival on Saturday the 8th of June. A team of operators is planning to use SSB, FT8 and some CW on 2017, 15, 12 and 10 metre bands. There may also be activity on the 40 metre band, depending on the working conditions. Listen out for the call sign, which will be active from 10 a.m. until late in the evening. For more information, cqrz.com. Throughout June, Stockport Radio Society will be active with the call sign GB0COL, marking the 80th anniversary of Colossus, the world's first fully electronic computer. Bands and modes to be used include FM on the 2-metre band, SST, VNet, VHF, Digital Voice. SSB, CW and RTTY will be used on the HF bands. Operators are also planning to be active via the QO100 satellite. For more information, visit g8srs.co.uk/GB0COL. Next weekend, Torbay Amateur Radio Society will be active with special event call sign GB80DCS, marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The station will be working from Slapton Sands in Devon from the afternoon of Friday the 7th of June until approximately 1200 UTC on Sunday the 9th of June. A team of operators plans to use the phone and CW on the HF and VHF bands. More information, qrz.com. Now for the DX News. Roland, or Roland, F-A-T-N, is active as TRHCR from Gabon until at least the end of June. He'll operate CW only, celebrating his 96th birthday whilst there. QSL via F6AJA directly or via the Bureau, Roland can usually be found on the 30 to 10 metre bands using CW. Tozi, JA6VZB, is active as JD1BQW from Shishijima, AS031 in Japan until the 5th of June. He plans to concentrate on the 12 and 6 metre bands using FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, Club Logs OQRS, or via the Bureau. Now for contest news. National Field Day started at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 1st of June, ends at 1500 UTC today the 2nd of June. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The UK 6 metre group summer contest started at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 1st, ends at 1300 UTC today, the 2nd of June, using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and membership number. Today, the 2nd of June, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0900 to 1500 UTC, all modes on the 1.3, 2.3, 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International Digital Contest started at 1800 UTC on Saturday the 1st, ends at 2359 UTC today, Sunday the 2nd of June, using any digital mode, excluding RTTY on the 160 to 6 metre bands, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Tuesday the 4th, 144 metre at megahertz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, FM on the 2 metre band, exchange your signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 4th, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 5th, the 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-metre band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday the 5th, the 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-metre band. The exchange's report and 4-character locator stations entering the 4-hour contest can also enter the 2. The IARU ATV contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 8th, ends at 1800 UTC on Sunday the 9th of June, using TV on 432 megs and up frequencies, the exchange's serial number, 4-digit code and locator. More details on rules for this contest are available at tinyurl.com/IARUATV. Sunday the 9th, the second 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also, Sunday the 9th of June, the Practical Wireless 2-metre QRP contest runs 0900 to 1600 UTC using AM, FM, SSB, CW and a maximum of 5 watts on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal, a serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week was characterised by relatively quiet geomagnetic conditions and fairly high solar flux, but is all that about to change? Active region 3664 has returned, and now it's now named 3697 and has already emitted an X1.4 class solar flare. You may recall that it was AR3664 that caused the aurora that was visible all over the UK around the 10th and 11th of May. As Solarham says, the chances of an Earth-directed eruption will increase with each passing day as the active sunspot region turns into a better geo-effective position. Scientists now believe the coronal mass ejection associated with the long-duration X1.4 class flare on Wednesday the 29th may pass close enough to Earth to generate moderate G2 geomagnetic storming beginning on the 31st of May, just in time for this week's National Field Day. Otherwise, HF propagation has been generally good, with a decent F2 layer opening up to 21 and even 24 megs at times. 17 and 15 meter bands look to provide the best DX, with paths to the east in the morning and to the west during late afternoon and early evening. The 10 meter band is subject to sporadic E openings, with F2 layer openings mainly restricted to paths to South Africa and South America. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the 165 to 200 range, with quiet geomagnetic conditions, but that is perhaps a bit optimistic, as active region 3697, or perhaps 3691, could easily throw a spanner in the works, with a flare and associated CME potentially sending the KP index skywards. So as always, keep an eye on the current state of the sun at solarham.com and work the bands whilst they're open. Now for VHF and up propagation news. The close of the current week offers a temporary return to high pressure for this weekend. This should be good for some tropo conditions for western parts of the UK. The weather turns a bit more settled going through the coming week, especially over northern Britain, but also occasionally in the south. Rain at this time of year can often be heavy and thundery, with good prospects for gigahertz band rain scatter, but this may have to wait for the end of the week when the low moves north from France towards the southern UK. The early part of June is a time of several minor meteor showers. These should offer scope for meteor scatter operators, as well as provide some fuel for sporadic E propagation, which rocket measurements show consists of long-lived meteor ions. Sporadic E propagation is often associated with the position of jet streams in the upper troposphere due to the turbulence that these fast-flowing currents of air generate. In the coming week, the jet stream pattern becomes much weaker, although still with a few options. Daily blogs are available at propquest.co.uk. For those who are interested, don't ignore the prospects for multi-hop transatlantic paths to the UK, to the United States, and particularly to the Caribbean, which are usually well supported in the early part of the season before the upper winds over the Caribbean change to a high summer slacker flow. Equally, multi-hop sporadic E paths to the Far East are worth checking in the early morning, following the effects of the now displaced northerly meandering jet stream flow across northern Russia. Moon declinations went positive again on Saturday the 1st of June, so the coming week will see lengthening moon windows, EME path losses falling, in reaching a minimum at perigee today, Sunday the 2nd of June. 144 meg sky noise is low, apart from Thursday when the sun and moon are close in the sky. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.